Welcome back to another episode of the Sober Buddy Podcast with Megan today. Megan, how are you?
Hey, Brad. I'm actually doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking, and thanks for hanging out to another episode here. Look, the holiday season is upon us, and the next month and a half is going to go really fast. And a big thing about the holidays, especially Thanksgiving coming up, a big theme around Thanksgiving is gratitude, being grateful. So we're going to have a quick chat on that.
Awesome. I think this is a great topic. This is what we've been talking about this week in the Sober Buddy community is just feeling, you know, gratitude and grateful for each other and for the community and for what we do have and for our sobriety every day. So love it.
Yeah, it's incredible. And when I reflect back to things when I was wrapped up in the mess, is that there was really few things I was grateful for. I didn't seem to be able to connect the dots on things like holidays or spending time with family or with loved ones or opportunities here or there. I really struggled to feel grateful. And then once you get into sobriety, it seems like the smallest things will sometimes set me over the edge, maybe shed a tear or two here or there. If I just walk outside and I see a bird chirping in the morning on the fence and it's like little things like that, noticing the sunrise and the sunset, it just completely changes the perspective we have.
Absolutely. I love that feeling when, and it does, it just hits you out of nowhere sometimes when you just look at the sky a certain way and we are just like, thank God I'm here right now and that I'm able to be present and feel all of this. And yeah, it's a beautiful thing for sure.
Yeah, no, it's, and it hits you, for me anyway, it hits me out of nowhere. Sometimes I'll be on a walk or sometimes I'll be hanging out with the kids these days and you just get that. It's like that warm feeling of, wow, what the heck? I never thought that life could be like this. But a couple tools that people have been mentioning inside of the group is that they do morning gratitude lists. Some of them do morning, some of them do morning and evening. Another thing that I thought was the most incredible thing ever, and I actually never really heard of this, but then when I was doing some painting this week, I actually moved this little box that my wife has, and it's a little gratitude box. And it has a clear case on the front and it has a little saying on it. And then it has a little slot where you can put paper into it. And somebody shared that they were keeping this gratitude bank so that every time they were grateful for something, they wrote it down, they put it inside this piggy bank. And then if they were struggling with something, they would pull out all of the things that they had to be grateful for and all the things they were grateful for. And it could really change their perspective on their current situation. And I thought that was incredible. And then Paul also brought up that somebody was working on a gratitude board to visually see magazine cutouts or things that would show us what we're grateful for. I thought those were just incredible ideas that people were doing.
I love it. There's so many different ways that you can express your gratitude. Actually, someone today had mentioned that they had never wrote down things that they were grateful for. And it was the first time. And it was only because we were talking about it this week and that they took the time to write things down and that they felt good afterwards. And that is true. And that is what is so amazing about having a practice of gratitude is that it's proven to improve your mood, your mental health, your overall satisfaction with your life. When you just stop and you take a minute to be grateful for what you do have. Even in the hard times, even when you're going through things, when you catch yourself having a moment where you're feeling bad for yourself or you're feeling like everything sucks and seems to be going wrong, but you could just stop for a minute and just list out a couple of things that come to mind, it can really quickly just turn around your mood. In fact, I just was reading something, a study they had of people. They had three groups. The first group, they asked them to every day for, I think it was 10 weeks, write down something they were grateful for. The other group, they had to write down things that annoyed them in the day. And the last group had to write down a positive thing and a negative thing. And at the end of 10 weeks, the group that wrote down the gratitude every day had an overall more satisfaction with their life. They worked out and exercised more. And they just had a huge difference compared to those who were maybe honing in and harping on the things that they didn't have and all the negative things in their life. So just right there is a great reason to have some type of gratitude practice, whether it is just writing down one thing in your phone every day and being able to reflect back on that when you are struggling is a great tool for sure.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible that they were able to do all of that stuff from something mm-hmm. that's not very difficult to do. Write down things that you're grateful for. What I really love too about gratitude, I think the list, the board, I think that's all incredible stuff. What I really get excited about is when we're able to live it out in life. we're able to live that way and that becomes part of our character and becomes part of our attitude. We've all heard probably an attitude of gratitude. And I think that makes the biggest difference is like paying it forward to go into different situations. And for the holidays coming up too, my family and I, we always try to make it a point to give back in one way or another, whether it's angels off the tree or whether it's volunteering here. And doing that stuff is so important. And I never would have thought of doing that before earlier on in my life and struggling with addiction. I was really just selfish and in it, what was in it for me. And if it wasn't enough in it for me, then I just wasn't interested. So it's really nice to be able to go out into the world and let people like genuinely know that you're grateful for them and for their support and for their help. And it's just so nice to just not go into every situation wondering what's in it for me, but what can I give others and how can I help others without expecting to receive back? It makes all the difference.
Yeah, 100%. We were talking about that today a little bit as well. It was about like our semi-selfishness when we couldn't be present on the holidays because we were irritable because we were just thinking about how quickly can we get out of here and go and get our drinks or be able to drink without people around, that type of thing. So just being grateful that we're able to be present this year and that we have the opportunity to make things right, to make the right memories. We're all getting a second chance right now to make things right for whether you're here in the U.S. and you're going to be celebrating Thanksgiving this week or that the holidays that are coming up next month, is to just really just stand back and realize you get this opportunity to get it right for sure.
Yeah, that's funny you bring it up with the, because it is the U.S. Thanksgiving and we've got one group member from across the pond and he's don't know about all this Thanksgiving. We don't have that. So it was interesting, but yeah, it's still a so important part of the journey is remaining grateful for where you're at. And for me anyways, I'm not necessarily where I want to be, but I'm not where I was. And I can definitely be grateful for that 110%. You and I have talked a little bit as well, and you mentioned a few times that the holidays can be tough for you, and they have been tough for you, and they still are at times. What does that look like?
Yeah, so my sober date is the day after Christmas. And so drinking, I definitely would ramp up my drinking around the holidays, and especially in the years after my divorce, I would say the holidays haven't been enjoyable as they were when I was married and my kids were little. And so I had a real hard time like finding happiness like during this time. And I don't live near my family, and seeing other people, especially with social media and seeing. So I sometimes have to take a little hiatus or not look at social media pages because it will make me feel more sad. And I think it's a great, though, reminder, a place to center yourself is to then think about gratitude and that I am grateful for what I do have and I can still spend time with my kids. But definitely, yeah, the holidays can be a very triggering time for people in general, like so many different family dynamics and so many different like people with losses or whatever it might be. So for me, I'm going to try to do things different this year. I'm going to try to come up with some new traditions because I've been talking with people in the community just about this and trying to be open. And I'd say it's more like self-awareness now that I'm hitting 3 years. I don't think I really realized this last year. Maybe that I was being very like Scrooge-ish, I guess you could say, like when it comes to the holidays, or that I was avoiding it. I would always work or do whatever I could to just avoid it. And I would get sad every time people would be like, did you start your Christmas shopping yet? Or what are you doing for holidays? So it's definitely difficult, but thankfully it's not triggering. I'm not like, oh man, it makes me want to drink. It just makes me want to just stay busy and stay focused on other things.
And that's such a valid point for people, is everybody's got their own journey, their own story. And it can be really challenging for people. It's not always what we see on the TV commercials where everybody's just having a blast at every turn, right? So that's a good thing. And I'm sure there's a bunch of people that are going to listen to this episode and people in the groups who can relate to that, right? It's hard, especially if you're new in your journey and you're being invited to these parties and you feel like you have to go and you have to show up and that uncle's there, that aunt's there. And we all know what kind of goes on at those places, right? I've never been to a completely sober, dry Thanksgiving or Christmas dinner or anything like that. It's just part of it for people. And that's okay, but it can be tough when you're newly into this journey and now you're invited to these things. And now this is something else you have to navigate and I think I always put it out there too, that if you're not comfortable, you can always catch the next one.
Yeah, exactly. It's not every holiday that you're going to have to sit, not go and opt out. But for particularly those in their first year, maybe that's not the best thing. Maybe you could stay home, hop on a couple support groups. We're in the Sober Buddy community. We're having two hosted groups. I'll be doing one in the morning and Paul will be doing one in the afternoon. So there's opportunities. You don't have to totally be alone, but stay home. If it means to protect your sobriety and to just protect your own mental sanity and to stay home and order takeout or something, then yeah, no shame in that.
Yeah, no, so true. Are you going to order takeout for Thanksgiving? Are you going to cook something or what?
No, I'm not going to order takeout, but I don't know. I don't even know if things are open for you to order takeout, but yeah. Next year, though, I do have plans. Next year, I'm going to go home to Buffalo to be with my family and take the kids there because I'll have them next Thanksgiving. And yeah, that's like a whole, we'll have to do a holiday one in all the different situations because I think the dynamics of people that are divorced and not being able to be with your children, like that is like a huge trigger and something I think that is not really talked about at all. And so then leaves people feeling extra lonely and alone and all of that. So we'll have to continue this into another episode.
Or to be continued. I think that's good. I think we covered a couple good things there, that the perspective of gratitude, some tools that people can maybe plug into their belt if they're interested in honing in on this area of gratitude and some things that are helpful for other people. Is there anything else, Megan, before we sign off?
Just want to say, if you haven't done gratitude or you're like, it's stupid, like how sometimes people feel about journaling or meditation, just do it. Try it for a week. See if you notice a difference in your mood. I really think you will. It's a really great way to change, especially somebody who might not be a very optimistic person. It could just change your overall mood by just waking up and just writing down a couple things that you're grateful for. Give it a try and see how you feel. I think you might be really surprised.
Yeah, no, for sure they will. For sure they will. Thank you so much, Megan.
Thank you.
Well, there's another episode of the Sober Motivation Podcast. Just a heads up, if anybody wants to connect tomorrow, Thursday, November 23rd, we're going to be doing a free Zoom gratitude meeting for anybody who wants to join in on the Sober Buddy community meeting. So if you want to sign up for that, I'll put the calendar link in the show notes below, or you can send Megan a message over on Instagram at Your Sober Buddy to get the link to sign up. And that will be at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on November 23rd. Hope to see a few of you there.